Hey guys, today we are talking about being a Christian in high school and just different tips. So a bit of background information. Hi, I'm the host of this podcast. I'm Ellie, and I am currently a sophomore in high school. I'm also a Christian, following Jesus, and these are just some of the tips that I have, things that I've learned that really can be often applied anywhere in your life, but I think especially in high school, these are some things that we should really be prioritizing. So number one is prioritizing quiet time. I know that it's really hard for a lot of us to create this consistent time with God, a time where we can do our devotionals or actually read the Bible, but I want to just reiterate to you, because I'm sure you've heard it before, how important this really is. Prioritizing quiet time gives us time to hear God's voice by being in His Word, to unload all of our worries and anxieties on Him, to refuel and just be strengthened for the day ahead, to be filled by the Holy Spirit, to make a conscious effort and decision to say, God, I'm going to do these things your way. It's a time to commune with Him, to talk to Him about your week, about your day. It's a time to lay down what you have at the altar and say, God, how can I be living out your word today? And there are different components to this. I would definitely suggest starting off simple, picking one time. I would recommend the mornings because it allows you to prepare your heart, prepare your mind before you enter your day. But pick a consistent time. Just start with 5 to 10 minutes of just communing with God. But get in God's word, get in the Bible. He's literally giving us this enormous book where we can look into His commands, the way of other people's faith, the way that He wants us to follow Him, things of wisdom, songs that we can sing, prayers we can pray, examples of how we can just be living out our lives, and His instructions to us. Quiet time also prepares our hearts. Being in that time with God, being in that quiet time and that peaceful space where you are allowing God to fill you, where you are choosing to focus on Him, it prepares your heart to not be filled with all the other things of this world. I've heard it said many times to read your Bible before you look at your phone, before you let social media get on your nerves, before you get distracted by all your school assignments and everything you have to do for the day. Go to God first. It's also a time to say, Holy Spirit, come fill me up. Like, Spirit, I'm going to be led by you. We know that there are three persons in the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is what God gave to us after Jesus left. He is the one who guides us throughout our time on this earth, who gives us, you know, these little nudges of when to go speak to someone, these convictions of our heart, the one that gives us, you know, these fruits, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, the one who will just lead us and guide us, and, you know, that we can rely on to just fill us up in every situation. It's also just a time of communing with Him like a friend. He is a friend. He's our Father. He's our Savior. He's our Lord. He's our protector, our provider. Remembering all these things and even just saying, hey, God, this has been really hard for me. I don't know how I'm going to stay awake and get through the school day today. I don't know how I'm going to face this person. I don't know how I'm going to study for this test. All these things, that community with Him. And casting our anxieties and all our worries on Him. And even saying, hey God, I'm going to make the decision to die to myself, take up my cross, and go live the way that you've called me to. I want to take this day to live like you, to live like Jesus. I want to choose your way instead of mine. And all of that is just coming through prayer, just this talking to God. Okay, the next tips that I have are to remember that eternity is over grades and to get into community. So eternity being over grades, you know, I think it's something that a lot of us hear a lot. But to remember that, hey, you know, I'm going to do my best because I'm going to steward well what God has given me. But at the same time, whether or not I get an A or a B or a C or an F on this test is not going to affect eternity. It's not going to, in the long run, affect, you know, the way that God sees me. It's never going to affect the way God sees you. It's not going to affect whether or not you get into heaven. It's not going to affect eternity. It has no place in eternity. It is something that is, yes, training us to be disciplined, training us to work hard. It's something that God wants us to be stewarding, that he wants us to be working hard at, so that other people can look at our example and say, oh, that's what a Christian is. They don't just slack off. But it's also not something that has, you know, a grade isn't defining you. It's not going to matter in eternity. It's not going to matter in heaven. And as for getting into community, God has designed us for community. I was listening to an episode of That's Joy, the podcast, from Cece Caldenero, and she was talking about how, you know, we are designed to be within community. We are designed to be around people. Our best memories are made up of the people around us, the people that we love, the people who love us. And yeah, sometimes it can be hard to find community. Sometimes it can be hard to find community that you grow close to, where you have like really close friends. Community where people are just chasing after God. And yeah, you might have to be alone for a little bit. But if you don't seek out community, if you aren't looking actively for it, you might not find it. You have to be saying, okay, how can I be in a position where I might be able to find community, where I can maybe go check out this youth group? Maybe I can try and be more involved in my church, to be within this community of believers who can fill you up and walk with you and hold you accountable and be there as a reminder to you. It's crazy because I never necessarily noticed like a step-by-step change when I joined my current youth group, but I know that if I hadn't been there, I wouldn't be where I am now. If I hadn't been within a godly community where godly words were being spoken into me, I wouldn't have been growing in my faith the same way. If I hadn't been hearing from all these mentors and friends and sisters and brothers who have just poured into me so much of who they are and who and what God has given them, I wouldn't be where I am now. And it's not something that you always realize while you're in it, but after a while you'll look back and say, like, wow. If God hadn't given me that community, I don't know where I'd be right now. So those were making sure that, you know, eternity is over grades and getting into community. And my next one is to remember that you are representing Christ. And that doesn't mean that you're perfect the way that Jesus was, but it means that you are the only Bible that some people will ever read. And I got that from this book called Crazy Faith. But knowing that some people may never see the expression of what Christianity is in anyone else but you. They may never pick up a Bible. They may never go to church. So the way that we love them, the way that we express that, the way that they see us manage our relationships, the way that they see us work, our work ethic, the way that they see us declare our faith and our beliefs, that might be the only time that they ever see what it means to follow Jesus. And we are a representation of that. And the next one is a little bit strange, but it is to ask the weird questions. So sometimes when you're with friends or whatever and you don't really know what to talk about, or you're just kind of in conversation, it can be a good thing, even if it does feel a little bit uncomfortable, to just be like, hey, you know, it's time for some deep questions. What do you believe about XYZ? Or maybe like, what do you think the purpose of life is? And then after they've taken a moment to share, maybe they'll ask you to share. Or maybe you could just say, okay, well, yeah, like, this is what I believe. And you might feel uncomfortable, but it might feel unnatural. And of course, there's some situations where it's not always going to be appropriate to just, you know, come right up and say these things. But sometimes it does take a little bit of diving into the awkward topics, because they're real topics and it can get interesting. Like, you can learn so much about other religions, and then people can be interested in saying, hey, like, well, what do you believe? And that can help plant a seed that God can grow and water in the future. The next one comes to just honoring your body as a temple of the Holy Spirit, training it up, filling it with the right foods. And this is something that I struggle with, that I'm working on, and not putting in so much sugar and junk food into my body. I recently got like these chips. They're like these Cape Cod cracked sea salt and cracked pepper chips that I literally have not eaten in a couple of years, and I love them. They're really good. But, you know, saying, hey, I'm going to prioritize whole foods, I'm going to eat more protein and take care of this body that God has given me so that I can train to do life, so that I can train to, like, pick up some kids and run out of a fire if I need to, so that I can train to be walking for miles out on a mission field, so that I can train to, like, pick up this package and go bring it into my house. Just training for life, taking care of the body that God has given us to live out these human lives in. But yeah, just making sure that you're not trashing the holy temple, you're not filling it up with like all these junk and super highly processed foods, which can taste great, but you know, we need to exercise some self-discipline here. And a tip that I would give for setting goals is to be specific. Because if you say, hey, okay, I don't want to eat like, you know, such processed foods or whatever, and you come up to a food and you're like, okay, well, I mean, it's not really that processed. And then next thing you know, you're eating like 10 different foods that you didn't really want to be eating. And you're like, oh, why do I feel so like bleh? That's because you didn't really define what it meant. So what does it mean to eat a processed food? Maybe to you that means, oh, if it has like more than 3 ingredients that I can't pronounce, I'm not going to eat it. Or like if it has like 10 plus ingredients, I'm not going to eat it. Whatever that is for you, whatever defining a specific goal means for you, just make sure that it's specific so that you don't have an excuse. And coming up on the final tip is one that not all of us really want to hear, but that is important. It is a command that God gives us in the Bible, and that is to honor your parents. And a lot of times this means obeying your parents when you don't want to. It means submitting. It means, you know, staying quiet sometimes and letting them talk. It means not talking back. And it means just submitting to them in the godly things. Like, obviously, if they're asking you to do something that goes against God's law, God's authority comes first. But after that is our parents' authority. And we need to honor the fact that, yes, we are equal in value, we are equal in worth, but God has placed them in a position of authority over us. And so long as it is in line with what He has given us to do, we are meant to do what our parents tell us to do. So if it is wash the dishes, don't leave the dishes for like 3 hours later. Go do the dishes. If it is, hey, you need to clean up your room, don't just say, okay, like, yeah, I know, just like, don't nag at me, I'll do it later. Which, you know, I'm guilty of doing these things. I am still working on the way that I talk to my parents, the way that I honor them, the way that I submit to them. But I actually did an episode on this a couple of weeks ago, so I would definitely go and listen to that, because I go a lot more in depth on what this means and how we can be living this out in our lives. But it is so important that we honor our parents. Okay, they are one of the chief relationships that we have in our lives. They're the ones who have raised us up from birth in most cases, the ones who have been there for us, who have provided for us. So just remember to love your parents and to honor them. Thank you guys so much for listening. I know that I missed an episode last week. I was going through a bit of a stressful period with school and everything, but I will be back next week to talk to y'all again. So until then, have a great week and all the blessings.